Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Bridget Foy at her brand new place called Crybaby Pasta here at 627 South 3rd Street. And we're in the old Ella restaurant.
Yeah, Ella, and also it was Judy's for many years. A lot of people might remember that.
You have the ghosts of good food in here.
Yes, yeah. We're ready to bring on the next wave of it.
So by the time people hear this podcast, you will be open because you open on Friday the 18th, but now you're doing like the last finishing touches.
Right, so we've got all our staff in here. We're training. They're doing hard work like eating pasta and drinking wine. And
I came at the right time.
Yeah.
And you still need to change your signage. It says Ella.
Yes, I know. That comes tomorrow morning. So everything is all coming together.
Let's talk about what everybody wants to talk about. So you had a fire. Take me back. What happened? What was the date of that?
Right. So we had a fire in October of 2017 at our location at 2nd and South Street. Absolutely devastating. You know, we had to take the whole building down, and we're in the process of rebuilding. It's just taking much longer than we anticipated.
So this isn't instead of Bridget Foy's, this is in addition to?
Correct, yeah. This year we will be opening this restaurant, and then Bridget Foy's will reopen late fall. Wow. This year, yeah.
So people want to know how you're doing. How did this come to be? Now, if the fire didn't happen, would this not have happened?
You know, we always kind of had in our mind that we would love to have branched out and done a second location. But, you know, life is crazy. We were busy over there. We had a nice business going. My husband and I were both working in the restaurant. We have two kiddos, you know, doing that whole thing. So
that's hard.
Yeah. So when we had the fire, it was, you know, kind of was a game changer for us because, you know, we had to adapt and, you know, we got part-time jobs and we were just struggling a little and we were looking for an opportunity and this kind of came around and we thought it would be a good match.
You had to make some money.
Yeah.
So you're like, let's start another business.
Yes, yeah. We did some like odd jobs. I was delivering flowers and working catering jobs and being mascot, doing all kinds of odd.
You were a mascot?
I was Rudolph in the holiday parade, and that was a one-time thing. I will never do that again.
Wait, you got to tell me why.
Well, I couldn't see. It was all small children. And the mask, I couldn't see the little ones. And they're coming up and grabbing my legs. And I was just patting heads, hopefully not running over, trampling small children.
Oh, my gosh. So where does the name come from, Crybaby Pasta?
So it's just kind of a fun, you know, the idea is that I'm not Italian. My name is Bridget Foy. But I wanted to open a pasta restaurant. So we wanted to keep it lighthearted and fun and, you know, play rock and roll music. So we were kind of inspired by, there's a Beatles song, there's Janis Joplin. Joplin song called Cry Baby, and then there's this great Johnny Depp movie, and we just thought it would be fun. We kind of incorporate that into the look and the feel of the place.
Tell me about your menu. It's all homemade.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing all house-made pastas, but we'll also feature, you know, if you don't want to have pasta, we'll have a couple of entrees, you know, a chicken, a fish, some great antipasta items, beautiful salads, lots of vegetable items. So we hope there's something for everybody.
How similar to Bridget Foy's are some of the options here?
I think it's a pretty different, it's a whole other animal because we will have Bridget Foy's open and we'll be right around the corner. So we certainly don't want to compete with ourselves there. So it's, you know, I think there's going to be room for both of us. This is a great neighborhood and I think we're trying to revitalize it.
All right, let's go. Can we go through the menu here?
Sure. So the first section of the menu will be all bruschettas. So we'll do them, you know, fresh made focaccia. We'll do them on the grill. So it'll be nice, warm, really tasty, made daily here. We'll do a mushroom and smoked ricotta, a chicken liver, a traditional garlic. One of our great features will be grilled sardines. Then a buffalo mozzarella with a basil honey. Then for starters, we'll have two soups, a Roman egg drop soup and a supa di pesco, so like a fish stew. Three salad options, a Caesar salad, an Italian salad, and an arugula salad, and then a frito misto. Everyone loves that, I think. Or I do. Then we'll feature spaghetti with three different sauce options, a campanelle pasta, rigatoni, tortellini and brodo, tagliatelle, meatballs, grilled artichokes, charred broccoli, Bainbridge greens, crispy salt potatoes. The entree choices, the larger plates will be a bronzino, a chicken franchise, mushroom farrotto, and a pork rib ragu.
And then you also have in-house dessert?
Yes, yeah, so we've got a great pastry program. We'll feature a rustic apple tart with vanilla gelato, a chocolate panna cotta with toasted biscotti and balsamic glaze. And lastly, my favorite is the torta del nonno, which is a cream custard with pine nuts.
Grandma's tort.
Yeah.
So who's the chef and who's the pastry chef?
Okay, so it's a husband and wife team, David Gilbray and Carla Gonzalez. We had worked with them over this summer in upstate New York. They're husband and wife team, and they both work in the kitchen.
And you brought them from New York?
They actually were Philly people, but we had an adventure upstate New York. We all worked up there this summer. We were actually working for them this summer.
So you were working for them, and then you hired them here?
Yeah.
What are you excited about with the opening here of Crybaby Pasta?
I'm excited, nervous. I've got butterflies in my stomach. It's like the first day of school. But I think it's going to be great. We have a great team. We're fortunate. We've actually got a lot of our old staff members from Bridget Foy's that will work with us part-time. But we feel good about everything. It's exciting.
Did a lot of your staff hang around? I mean, I'm sure they had to find other jobs.
Yeah, so at this point, everyone, you know, they have other jobs, but a lot of them are going to do like a day here or 2 days, so it'll be fun.
Until you can get them all back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about your wine program.
So we will feature all Italian wine list. You know, we'll do kind of we'll run the gamut, but it will certainly be, you know, start off with some reasonably priced options and then, you know, kind of work their way up to, you know, some higher end things.
So what's your price point? Can we come here often? Is this a fancy place?
Yeah, so it's intended to be, you know, casual, neighborhood friendly. Our prices are from $8 to $22. So, and lots of things that are very shareable, you know, small plates to start with, you know, entrees you can certainly share.
What's been your biggest challenge?
You know, with, you know, the thing with Bridget Foy's, I never started the restaurant because my dad had started it and named it after me. So just doing the whole opening process has been a challenge, but exciting one.
What do your parents think?
It's great. They're my full-time babysitters at this point. But yeah, they're excited.
They really look after you. Gave you a restaurant, and now they're babysitting the kid.
It's a family affair.
You have to, because to run a restaurant, it's 24 hours. Yeah. I mean, not 24 hours, but it's weird hours.
It's not a day job.
What are you most excited to eat?
Ooh, I'm going to say if I was coming in for dinner, I would definitely try the polpette, the little meatballs, because they're served with a smoked ricotta. It's really tasty. The pastas, my fave. Oh, it's so hard to pick, but I think I would take the rigatoni. It's served with a smoked chicken and a blush sauce. It's a little bit spicy, but not too spicy.
And you'd pair that with?
Ooh, a glass of wine. Or a bottle, right?
The whole bottle. I noticed your necklace. Did you get that made for the opening?
No, my friend found a Crybaby license plate at a store and got it for me.
It's perfect.
It's perfect, yeah.
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 Tell me about, like, renovating this place, because we mentioned this is a really, like, food history rich building.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our main objective was to just kind of lighten up the space. So all the work was done by my husband and a couple of our friends. We just lightened all the wood that was here and, you know, kind of flipped up the surfaces. Like everything was dark. Things were black. We made them white. We kind of just flipped the color scheme. We've repurposed the tables. We've redone the floor, some brand new lighting, just kind of a fresh take on the space. Yeah. So no major renovation. But you'll definitely see a change. Yeah.
Doesn't feel like the old Ella.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah,
or the old Judy.
Right. Yeah.
So this used to be Ella by Jason Schakonsky. Have you heard from Jason at all?
Yeah, so we actually ran into him. He's a really great guy. I didn't know him that well prior to us taking over the space, but he was looking to get out. He had his own, some new businesses going on. He was looking to go out. We were looking to come in, so it's exciting. He's actually going to come to our friends and family. So
he's supportive.
He's supportive.
Probably very nostalgic for him, the space. Yeah. He's probably curious to see what you've done with it.
I know. Yeah, I think it'll be, you know, different for him to see the, you know, what we've done to the space, but I think we're both you know, supporting each other.
Yeah, and maybe give them a little closure.
Yeah. Take down the Ella sign.
So are you gonna pass it over to him?
Pass it over. Yeah.
All right. Crybaby opened on Friday. It's a pasta-centric restaurant here in the neighborhood.
Yeah, 3rd and Bainbridge. Come on down.
Bridget Foy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Adas.